Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM, using corn and oil seeds to create biofuels, agriculture's answer to diminishing fossil fuels. ADM, resourceful by nature.
And it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared. In the resumption of trading, we gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 6:09, up 5.5 on the open. December, 6:24, up 5.25. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 6:19, up 2.75 on the open. December, 6:36, up 1.5. July, 5:66, up 2.25 on the open. September corn opened at 3:13, down 5.25 on the open. December, 3:30, down 3.5. March, 3:44, down 4.75. May, 3:53.5, down 5.75. September at 3:69, down 6. December, 3:82.5, down 3.5. March of 2009, 3:89, down 4 on the open. August beans opened at 8:35, down 15.25 on the open. September, 8:43.5, down 16. November, 8:57, down 18.25. January, 8:72, down 20. March, 8:87, down 16. May, 8:93, down 16.5. July, 8:99.5, down 17 on the open. August soybean meal opened at 220.50, down 4.70 on the open. September, 224, down 4.20. August soybean oil opened at 37.12. That's 37.12, down 37 on the open. September, 37.42, down 25. At the Merck August live cattle open at 91, up 17.5 on the open. October, 96.75, up 15. December, 98.80, up 12.5. February, 99 even, up 10 on the open. August feeders open at 115.90, up 40 on the open. September, 117.10, up 47.5. October, 117.20, up 27.5. November, 116.50, up 10 on the open. August lean hogs open at 74.20, up 32.5 on the open. October, 72.35, up 37.5. December, 69.60, up 12.5. February, 71, up 35 on the open. And July bellies open at 94 even, up 100 on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3751. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grain Field Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, the bad news off the opening bell continues to be extended, especially in that soybean pit. Are we looking at any fundamental reason behind this?
Well, basically the biggest one that everybody's looking at is the weather forecast. There's real no extreme heat right at the moment here, and we continue to be in a meltdown or liquidation phase in the complex here. When you look at old crop inventories, they seem to be ample here short term, and as we go in this new crop situation, there's no urgency to really step up and buy right here at the moment. What the trade's sort of looking for is some reason to do that, you know, whether we'll see a shift in the weather forecast, concerns about rust, concerns about aphids, or some good old-fashioned demand coming forward, we'll see. From a technical point of view, if you go back to sort of where we were prior to the June acres report, if you look at the day chart only, the market gapped higher on those acreage estimates, and therefore we're sort of back trying to close that chart gap. We came within a half a cent doing that. And so I would think the trade would want to buy near today's lows until we get a better handle on the outlook as we move. through into late July.
So you think 825 is good support, and we're not going to go down and maybe this week test the 808 area?
Well, if you're looking at the lead contract, the August, today's low is 821, so you know, you're only talking another dime. You know, what's a dime when you're $1.20 off the highs? But, yeah, we very easily could do that. I mean, if you go back from day one, you know, we were looking at some wild, volatile swings, and, you know, if not anything is possible. On the November chart here, if we sort of fail to hold this 846 area, you could take the November's on maybe on down to this 825, 820 level. But that does not necessarily that, you know, the market's done and over with fundamentally.
Turn your attention then to the corn, your analysis there, sir.
Well, you know, favorable weather somewhat here short term. You know, I haven't been out of the state of Illinois here yet this summer, but visiting with a lot of producers from all around and guys doing a lot of traveling. You know, looks like the central belt here is real good shape. Look for this afternoon's crop conditions report to probably show the state breakdowns with Illinois and Indiana showing some improvement as a whole. Not everybody's in that type of situation. But the troubled areas of concern, especially on corn, is going to be this southern Minnesota, northern Iowa, and even through Ohio there. So how we average that all out, the trade's going to have to sort of decipher that because as we've gone through pollination in some areas in through here, they really got clobbered fairly bad. Those will be the key areas to keep an eye on this afternoon's report to see what the conditions say for those areas.
And if conditions don't drop very much, I would suppose the November lows at 327, which is really not that far below the market right now, is a big, fat, juicy target, and maybe we're after that down to 313?
Well, everybody's got their technical objectives. If you want to go back to something really simple, something simple is made too easy. Corn market has a tendency to go in 20-cent increments. You know, if you breach 340, which we did in the December, the next area would be 320. If 320 doesn't hold, then you go to $3. So we believe that probably 320 would be the next key area based on December corn futures.
Wheat, though, showing strength against the corn and the beans again today. The little engine that could appears to be the wheat market. But at some point, I wonder, will the elasticity between the spreads snap? I mean, they're already pretty well spread out between corn and wheat.
It's going to get bigger. Wheat's going to $7. You know, we've got a situation where we've got historically tight global supplies of wheat. The U.S. all of a sudden is a major wheat exporter. And we've not seen this type of situation in years. And French wheat futures are at all-time highs. We've got problems all around the world. And we're sort of in a position here where wheat's probably going to take over leadership here for some time. The trade's quite bullish wheat. You know, until we get into this fall and see how our wheat goes in out west, we'll go from there. Also, too, when you look at the world situation, corn stocks remain relatively tight on the global situation, too. So sometimes you sort of got to look at the big picture there, and it looks like the big picture says wheat futures are going sharply higher.
So does that provide any support to corn, or does that elasticity continue to stretch on the spread?
Well, we're getting awful fancy here on spreads and so forth, but keeping it simple, which we try to do, is, yes, you're correct. You're looking at if the wheat's going to go higher, it should provide support to the corn market.
All right. Turn your attention then over to the Merck. What are you seeing there today, sir?
We're seeing some higher meat values out of the chute here, especially on the cattle complex. Had the cattle and feed report, cattle inventory report. When you look at the cattle and feed report, the inventory numbers on the placements, that is, indicated a few less placements than expected. But when you look at the overall premium in the deferreds already, you look at the diesel already pushing 99, and these October's up around 97 cents. They're probably a little ahead of themselves. So that news is probably going to be factored in today. the inventory report, when you look at the breakdown, there's some discussion there you can go on. But overall, we're not seeing a huge amount of expansion with the beef sector in place. When you look at the cold storage report, probably the thing is on the hog side of the equation, we've got buildup in pork supplies, but no real big numbers of pork coming to town here, which indicates we're looking at heavier hogs coming in, and that's really a shocker with the high price of inputs, such as corn and meal.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Greenfield Commodities and Heat Futures Marketing. He is in Bloomington, Illinois. Looking at the current tick, September wheat now at 6.06 and fast trading up 2.5. And the Board of Trade, September corn at 3.13.5, down 4.75. August beans, 8.27, down 22.5. August soybean meal at 2.18, down 7.20. August soybean oil at 37.04, down 45. Mike Sola's two-state forecast today says partly to mostly sunny, with a few showers possible in northwestern Illinois, highs from 80 to 86. Tonight, clear and partly cloudy, lows 55 to 60. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs 82 to 87. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.